Our guest in the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Velvet Womack. Good morning.
John Mark, I have always dreamt of being here.
And we are, as you might guess, going to talk about the subject of dreams. Velvet, by the way, proprietor of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. And so dreams are going to be our topic. And you've written a book about dreams?
I have, because I think it's underestimated just how dreams impact our health and our well-being. And, you know, as your wellness commentator, I love to talk about things that deal with our wellness.
And Velvet's book is Dreams, Decoding the Subconscious Communication.
Right, because it's always communicating with us. It's letting us know what we're feeling, what we believe about ourselves and others. Sometimes those dreams have a way of popping up, and we may not know how to communicate with that. We may not understand what our dreams are trying to let us know.
Or how to interpret.
Exactly.
What it's about. Though the book Velvet has authored is available online. Everybody's got some interesting stories about dreams. I think this is a subject that everybody finds interesting. One of these articles begins with a couple of really, I guess, famous examples. Paul McCartney dreamed yesterday.
That's right.
Not the lyrics, but the melody. Just woke up with the melody.
That's right.
The other one I had not heard, Dmitri Mendeleev. He came up with the periodic table of elements, and apparently he conceived of this during a dream.
Right, and if we look at some of the other masterminds, Einstein, they talk about those kind of things too, and they were advocates of taking naps, because during naps, you can also be inspired through the subconscious mind.
So everyone agrees on the importance of sleep. But not all scientists have agreed that dreams themselves play an important role.
Right, but there's more and more research that they're doing that's showing that when you deprive a person from being able to dream, that they can literally go insane. Actually, a lot begin to start hallucinating. And it reminds me of a Twilight Zone show that I had watched one time where they had kept this man awake through the whole time, and he just started hallucinating like he was in a whole different dimension.
a lot of life lessons in the Twilight Zone, aren't there?
Right.
A lot to be learned from Rod Serling's writing. So dreams apparently during the REM sleep, the deepest part of sleep, are the most valuable and allow us to reprocess upsetting memories in a safer, calmer environment.
Right. That's because the way that the brain is working, that those stress hormones are not being released. So we're able to let it go, so to speak, even though we may not be letting it go. But it's a way for us to deal with it without all the chemicals being pushed into our body, causing us to react. So in dreams, you're just laying there, you're witnessing, you're watching. The stress chemicals are not there, and your mind and body are actually able to process it.
We're talking with Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator, and the subject is dreams. We're going to make a link to a WebMD article on this, and then there's another article as well that's very good. This second article talks about better ways to sleep. And really, there's not apparently now, although Velvet may have some points, we might talk about that another time. In neither of these articles is there anything about how to improve your dreaming as such.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But Velvet believes that she can do that. We'll talk about that some other time. But five ways to enhance your sleep is part of one of these articles here. And, you know, some of these are not too surprising. Make sure the room is dark. But as a part of that, 2 hours before going to bed, start to dim the lights.
That's right, because your melatonin needs to begin to release. So when we have lights on, when we're looking at our cell phones and on our computers, our brain in that pineal and that pituitary aren't sending that signal that the melatonin needs to be released. So what do? We take melatonin or we take B6 to help it, but really all we need to do is start being of nature and reducing that light.
An hour or two before bedtime.
Right.
Go to bed and wake up at approximately the same time every day, and maybe even on the weekends.
Absolutely. Especially people who have migraines or headaches, it's really important for them to stay on a schedule like that.
Now, this next thing, this gets into expense, but keep the temperature in your house cool at night, maybe as cool as 65 degrees. I know people are going to object to that, but it says you sleep better. And I think people do say, don't they? When the cool weather comes.
That's it.
I was I had such a good night's sleep.
Yeah, and we actually do keep our bedroom, not our whole house.
Okay.
We keep our bedroom at 65.
If you can do that.
We do it, and it's amazing. And one of the reasons is because I understand the importance of not only sleep, but dreaming too. And you know, this next one, we've actually touched on this before about having trouble sleeping. Mm. Don't stay in the bed.
I hate that.
Yeah, you and I have talked about that before. Get up. Now, it does say don't look at your computer or your phone, right? Unfortunately for me, because my mind, once I'm up, I want to start working. Yeah. And I go ahead and do it. And then once I start feeling drowsy again, I go right back to sleep. But the reason that we don't want to stay in bed while we're awake is because it becomes an unfriendly place. Mm-hmm. The mind begins to see that this is not a place of sleep, right? And so we want to make sure that we get up and do something different, even if it's meditating.
And they recommend reading a book, specifically a book, but not the computer. I find just changing locations is sometimes in and of itself is helpful.
Yeah, and I really would encourage people to look at the articles too, because it does speak of nightmares, it does speak of PTSD, and it gives them the reason of why we want to have that deep sleep.
Good. Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator with Balanced Nutrition and Rockwall. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.